positions. Call 822-3637 or check them out online, surfandsirloin.com.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
Oh, hello there. I'm 70s heartthrob and multi-Emmy award-winning sportscaster Doug Vaughn. Has your life been feeling dull? Well, I'll just get straight to the point. Come into the sharpest place in town and live with a new edge. Scissors, knives, pruners, hedge clippers, lawnmower blades, whatever you need sharpened, the fine professionals at Bertarelli Cutlery can take care of it for you. 1927 Marconi on the Hill. Call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives.
Rosalita's Cantina is St. Louis's go-to Tex-Mex, now with a new DePere location. Stop in with coworkers or clients Monday through Friday from 11 to 4 and enjoy a delicious lunch combo. Choose from 14 flavor-filled entrees, all served with rice, refried beans, and a soda. Or order the tableside guacamole and enjoy the show as your server makes fresh guacamole from scratch just for you. Visit Rosalita's Cantina at two convenient locations, 1235 Washington Avenue downtown or 12796 Manchester, just west of 270. Rosalita's Cantina, Tex-Mex. Done right.
Hey, I want you to know about Wellington Environmental. This St. Louis-based company provides services all over the nation. Wellington Environmental specializes in preventing infectious outbreaks in hospitals, surgery centers, and clinics. Infections which kill more than 200 patients a day. The founder, Tom Wellington, is an expert on preventing these infections, and Tom's often asked to speak to health professionals. Wellington Environmental also specializes in dealing with mold issues and has an innovative sterile lightening process that can save time and money. And don't forget, Wellington Environmental can test your water supply to make sure it's free of lead and other toxins. So if you work in healthcare, the building industry, or just want to make sure your home is safe for your family, call Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
You walk through the door and are greeted with the friendly smell of barbecue smacking you right in the face. A pleasant host seats you at a table made of wood, in a chair made of wood, on a floor made of wood. We perfectly carve a chunk of meat from a bigger chunk of meat. Pavlovian pre-sweat dots your brow and the world melts away as you drift into a meat coma. Wait, was that just Pauly Shore? Welcome to Salt and Smoke.
Hey, Tom, what's going on?
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where the patio is lined with trees, and in the breeze, there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven, and it's no less inviting inside in a beautiful dining room with the service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled, where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs. Then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital.
Creamy proof of a mystic unicorn.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the
the September 17th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Window World, number one selling replacement window in the United States, the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues. Window World also sponsored our guest, Justin. Great guy, great laugh. He deserves a second chance, either next week or another week. I'll figure it out. He got hit with a really hard question right away, but he toughed his way through it.
Hey!
And now it's time to introduce the people who are not trying out at all. They're already here, starting with the control board operator, 19 years a resident of Great Britain, 10 of those in Birmingham, England. Trevor Limey Limestone Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
He's in the studio today, and that's a good thing. We like it when he comes in. Any minute he may not be here. He may hit the road. He could go north. He could go south. He could be westbound. He could be... I think he meant to say, buy my book. He's Bill Clavlin. Bill, say hello to everybody.
Hello, and you are always welcome to buy my book at BillOnTheRoad.com.
And why please not? Don't email and say, why does everybody hoop and holler when they play Eastbound and Down? We have no idea. Nope. We don't know. We just do it like most everything else. We have no idea why. We just do it in the quarantine room, the glass box, the heir to the Levi Strauss fortune. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouth.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. And if you're changing jobs and you have a retirement account, call them for a complimentary portfolio review. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
All right, that you know what? Okay. Brother. Sometimes people just don't know when to let something die. What did we establish today? Was his new resume addition? Earlier we said that...
Yeah, this was a trial run, but we called it something else. It was the tech trial.
No.
Tech trial?
Tim.
Oh!
Earlier.
Then I'm an idiot.
There's something he did.
Idiot!
What did you talk about when we first started the show? Something you did over the weekend or something? We said, wow, that's another...
Oh, he won karaoke.
That's right!
Karaoke champion! Oh,
karaoke singer.
Okay, of the many hats that he wears, the newest is... As of this weekend, karaoke champion. Add that to head of research for the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Head of news for the Large Morning Show. Newscaster for the show. Chief in charge of resetting the digital clock. Yes, all of those things done by one man. Oh, but wait, there's something else. Say, how can a guy do anything with all those other jobs? This is actually his primary job. He's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. Helped out several people over the weekend. Locate either people that they want to sue, people that they want to find that they used to date, or adoptive parents. I charge a flat $150 to help somebody. That's a guaranteed fee. I either help you or I don't charge you. So if you'd like more information on finding somebody for any reason, please send me an email. Tim@gatewaypi.net.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy says the whole karaoke championship thing, big deal. That was his reaction because he three times has been the, it wasn't a hot dog eating champion. What was it, eating what?
Cheese
eating champion. Does not surprise me. Congratulations, Rat Boy. Would you please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra? Yeah. Thank you. Well, they love Bruce. Who doesn't? Our sponsor for the Playhouse is Window World. I've been in my house for 32 years. Same house. And we've never had to replace the windows, and I'll tell you why. The people who built this house, there are a couple of things they did, and they intended to never have to do them again. And one was the windows. They put these really expensive windows Capella windows in the house. Most people, when they have a house built, don't do that. They don't even ask. They just say, here, I want a window here and two windows there, and I want, they'll say, I want upgraded carpet, upgraded padding. They might say, I want a little extra large garage or a three-car garage instead of two. They might ask for an upgraded heating and cooling system, upgrade the appliances. They'll think about the windows. And because they don't, at some point the windows start giving out. They start to fail. Hot air. Let's go with today. Hot air coming in that you don't want in. You're trying to cool that house. You don't need that. You don't want the cool air escaping and getting out of the house. That's what happens when you have bad windows. Maybe that frosty look you get when the seal breaks between two panes, time to replace them. Most houses have to have the windows replaced at some point. Most people in this country replace them with Window World windows. That is a fact. It is the number one selling replacement window in the United States for a lot of good reasons, and you can find out what a lot of those reasons are when you check out their website. I can give you a couple. Lifetime warranty that includes glass breakage, labor, everything. Good housekeeping, seal of approval. Easy to clean, on and on and on. Window World. You want to know more? WindowWorldSt.Louis.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa.
And it's not in the song, but he's also been to a mouse race. I'm going to ask him to include that in his segment. And look who he's brought to you by. Who did I just mention? Window World. That's the sponsor. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com to find out more about the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues and the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Give it up for Bill Clevland.
Thanks, everybody. Everybody had a good weekend. Sounds like it.
Sure does. Boy, they're riled up.
Yeah, the whole sales team's clapping for them.
There are. I get it. Bill, how are you?
I am well. Yes, you mentioned I went to a mouse race before. And now, I'm sure most people listening know what this is, but maybe there are people who don't. And
I've heard of it. I've never seen it.
I had heard of them before, and this was unbelievable. I don't know. But it was really interesting and it's essentially what it sounds like. There are mice, six at a time, racing down a track, and people bet on which mouse is going to win. And it was a lot of fun. People they really get into it.
What are they racing toward? Did they put something at the end of the...
These!
That's what I was thinking, Rat Boy.
You know, that's interesting. You said that. I don't know if... So on one of the races, I noticed they put that little... One of those little wheels, you know, the wheels they run around. So they put one of those down at the end of the track. Although for other races, I didn't actually notice anything. But they have to run all the way down the track, and their tail has to go over the finish line. And if they do that, the first one wins, and they declare a winner.
And when they open that little door, sometimes they'll just kind of run out, and they'll stand there, or they'll go back and scatter around.
Yeah, so one of the mice, my dad actually got to sponsor, and he named the mouse. And so his mouse ran out when they opened the door. He ran out. So everybody's very excited. Here he goes. And then he just stopped. And like Dan mentioned, he turned around and he ran back to the start. So there's no telling. But it's fun. And people really seem to enjoy themselves. And I guess they do these all over town. And there are people who actually have companies. And they, you know.
What was the mouse's name for your dad?
He named it Cheese Boy.
Cheese Boy.
That's right, Red Boy.
A distant cousin, I believe.
These animal rights groups criticize mouse races.
Of course they do.
Oh, it's too stressful for the mice.
Too stressful?
It'd be stressful if there was a snake at the finish line.
Yeah.
Okay?
Now you're talking.
How stressful could it be?
Behind them and watch them
get
them
going. Mm-hmm. No, they were not stressed. Most of them were just sleeping and laying around, and so I don't think they were under
these animals. Stress. Some of these animal rights people, you know what? They're stressful. They stress me out. Those mice aren't stressed. I saw the video.
I agree. So I actually put a video on my Facebook page if anyone wants to see. I assume most people have seen it, but maybe they haven't. So
it's exactly what in your mind you'd visualize it to be. It's a long thing, and he lets the mice go, and some of them move, and some of them don't. And some of them turn around and go back.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But you get to bet on them, and they all have names. And there was one I sent a text to Limey because I thought he would enjoy it. Do you remember the name of it?
And there was a mouse on that, and it was a Sofa King.
Yeah. Remember the
sofa.
These other mice are fast, but they're not so fucking fast. But only one is sofa king fast.
It was,
for those who didn't get it, just think about it.
Yeah. Mm. It's an actual store, right? Isn't it a store in Britain?
Yeah, it's a store in England where they sell furniture. Mm. He is the sofa king.
Sofa king.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and only their prices are sofa king low. Sofa king low.
Oh, boy.
You can say that.
You can.
Dan's raising one now. He named it Trouser.
Well, it's a good
That's
name.
Right.
Trouser.
So today... Today is Constitution Day. Did everybody celebrate Constitution Day?
I sure did.
I celebrate it every day.
I'm sure you do. September 17th every year is Constitution Day. Of course, commemorating the day the U.S. Constitution was signed in Philadelphia. So I thought I would talk just briefly about actually seeing the U.S. Constitution. So this was a...
I've seen it.
You have? In person?
In Washington.
Yeah, I saw it on National Treasure.
Me too. I saw a National Treasure.
I don't think blasphemous.
Yeah.
I saw it on Wikipedia.
Nicolas Cage used it as a bulletproof shield.
Yeah. Well, it is under a bulletproof glass, so I guess that would make sense. It's at the U.S. National Archives in Washington, D.C. It's located in the rotunda along what they call it the Charters of Freedom. So you have the U.S. Constitution, you have the Declaration of Independence, and you have, oh my gosh.
The Bill of Rights.
The Bill of Rights. Thank you. The foreigner schooled me here. Thank
you. I got
you.
It was the Declaration that he stole.
Oh, right. That's right. I'm an idiot.
Oh, yeah,
excuse me.
Yeah, the Declaration of Independence has a secret map on the back.
Yeah.
So you walk in, the lights are very low, they have this special case that they're in, apparently...
When Bill went there, he wrote up a document that says, I can stand here, and I can walk over here, and I can go over there. It's called the Rights of Bill.
Thank you! So... When I was there last, I was with a friend of mine, and he says, and I'm sure there are other people who think those are not the real documents. Would you have any?
It wouldn't surprise me.
Because how would you
if
know?
They aren't? No, exactly. And if they weren't, it would not surprise me. And it's kind of like, it's like there are people who say there is no gold in Fort Knox.
Yeah.
Because why would you let the world know
where all the gold is?
That's where your gold reserve is. I believe that. I believe it's very possible there could be no gold, and I also believe that what I stood there and saw, like you did in Washington, was not really the Constitution at all, because it would be far too easy to destroy. Bulletproof or not, if a terrorist got in there and they threw a grenade on it, it would destroy it.
Well, funny you say that. So after September 11th, 2001, the National Archives just decided to do an upgrade. $100 million worth of improvements went into the National Archives. The folks who work there will not speak to this, but there are rumors that float around that it is now a nuclear blast safe building, not the entire building, but there's a vault essentially where they can store things, and that things would be safe. And so, for that reason, they say those are in fact the real documents, because they can be preserved there. And there are, I'm trying to think, they went under like $5 million. That's what the cases cost. So they have that argon glass in there now, and so I don't know. Maybe they are real, but I guess we'll just never know. But do go see it if you are in Washington, D.C. It is free. It will not cost you anything to go in. And besides those three documents, the archives, there's all kinds of really cool stuff. A lot of old, letters, So when presidents, for example, get letters sent to them, by law, they have to save all of that stuff. So the archives, they have everything. And so they are constantly putting out different documents from different presidents and all sorts of things. So it's really interesting to see their collection. So check that out if you're ever in Washington, D.C. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
I love you.
They
love you.
They do, man.
I love them back.
I wish I had a crowd of people like me that
I love
much.
Them back.
Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World. The number one selling replacement window in the United States, the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues. Larry Connors will be on in about 33, 34 minutes with Larry Connors USA. Here's a little of what Larry will talk about. Do you believe the woman who claims that Supreme Court nominee Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her over 30 years ago? Larry will have some details that's been some of the details which were buried in the news coverage. Actor Sean Penn might be in some big trouble for what he has had to say about the hashtag MeToo movement. A news organization has given Congresswoman Maxine Waters an award. What did she do to get that honor? Is the symbol for okay, you know how you hold up like a circle, okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is that a racist or Klan symbol?
Oh, my God.
I've heard this.
No, you have?
Yeah, I've heard this. I don't know how it started or what exactly the symbol is, but they're saying that the symbol is some, it's similar, like if you hold your fingers at a certain angle,
well,
you're making
ridiculous.
Like a yeah. racist
ridiculous.
Gesture.
Larry will talk about, I'm sure, how ridiculous that is. And I did read some about this morning. Coca-Cola, it looks like, is ready to create a drink infused with marijuana.
Woohoo! CBD. It's the CBD.
Will it get you high, though?
No. No, it won't
well, then what's
high.
The point? Well, let's turn to Dan Strauss for more on that story.
Thank you so much. I saw the story this morning on the news, and it's the CBD oil that they're going to put in the
yeah, but do you know that they're also not going to infuse it with the other in the states where it's legal recreationally?
I don't know if they're going to do that like that, but I think the CBD acts as a...
well, I know what that is.
As an agent.
But you're saying they are not going to infuse it with TCP, even where it's...
THC.
THC, rather, even where it's legal recreationally.
That's what the story said. The story just said CBD on it. It never said anything about... the THC in there.
Does it say why they're doing this at all?
Because it's a huge business.
Oh, it's massive.
So
it's why Jimmy Buffett just put millions and millions of dollars into the cannabis business. It's why
no, I didn't know if
Anheuser-Busch did.
Well, no, okay. Pumped. Yeah. Obviously, they're doing this to make money, but I didn't know if it was like some new Coke Zero Life or something like that, or one of these new ones that, like, you know, or if they're trying to say, hey, drink this and you'll, like, you know, feel better. If
and
they're
I
trying
think
to get well, sure, that's what
become medicinal again.
It's a different type of drink besides soda, though. It's some sort of maybe like a fruit drink
like
or something
tonic
like that.
Or something.
Yeah.
Well,
it's not
like
Coke.
That.
It's just that the Coca-Cola company.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
Is ready. Well, you know who'll have more details? Larry Connor.
Yeah. When's he coming on?
Yeah, I'll be on about 30 minutes. He'll have more on that. We mentioned earlier, but I think it's worth mentioning again. I can't stand Anderson Cooper, but I do, on his behalf, I do want to mention this fake news shot that's going around, this screenshot of him standing in waist-deep water, and they say, oh, look, he's standing in a ditch, because look, the cameraman is only in ankle-deep water. That is not even from Hurricane Florence. That's a shot from 10 years ago, Hurricane Ike. And he was, in fact, in an area where the terrain was all over the place. He could have stepped a few feet another direction and been in over his head.
And you can't tell if he's aged or not because he's always had white hair.
But did you see the guy from the Weather Channel, though? Did you see that one?
Yeah.
The guy that was fake in the wind?
Yes, yeah. But okay. I'm questioning. That one I don't question as much because these weather people hold on to a post or do anything to make it look more dramatic than it really is.
Yeah, but I mean, but there were people that were
walking.
What?
I know, like, but you could do that with a computer. You could put footage of people in the background. I happen to believe that one is legit. I think that poor weather guy got caught trying to embellish how strong the wind was.
Right.
As I think they all do.
Yes.
I think every one of them, when they go, let's go now to Tim Rogerson. Tim, you are there live right in the heart of the hurricane. And he acts like he's hanging onto a post. I can barely stand up. You know, well, how come the camera's not shaking?
Right.
That's taking the video of you. How come it is not shaking? You're moving. You can barely stand up. Oh, my God, you almost got knocked over. You did get knocked over. Get back up. Yet the camera, see, you got to think about that
stuff. Tim Rogerson's always been pretty accurate.
He has been, but not this last report he did, was it? Mm-hmm. For any of you who went to Lake of the Ozarks, hope you enjoyed the thousands and thousands and thousands of motorcycles. It was like a Sturgis Junior there. And once again, for all the people who, oh, let's leave, board everything up, Hell's Angels are coming to town. No, no, everything was fine. And they pumped a lot of business into the lake, and they're welcome anytime. First fatal shark attack in 82 years in Cape Cod, off the coast of Cape Cod. This just in, text from Larry Connors, who could have just walked right down the hall, Larry.
Hang in a second, I've got you.
It's just Dan from Larry Connors, who's about 12 feet away. Larry's, hang on, shoot, I got to put in my passcode to read
that.
It says, Weather Channel said he was standing on grass and slipping, not on pavement.
Slipping.
Yeah. Nobody buys the Weather Channel's explanation.
Hey, speaking of weather guys, Dave Murray retired Friday. Was his last forecast.
Yeah. Thank you, Dan.
Oh, you're welcome.
I like Dave.
Yeah, I always like Dave.
Well, now he's gone. So
yeah, he's the only one that actually apologized for missing a forecast on TV. He came on and said, "I'm sorry, I completely missed it."
Okay.
Yeah,
well, we won't be hearing that anymore.
Yeah. No.
this disturbs me because I know there are people, a few millennial tree huggers who will buy into this. It's a commercial that runs on satellite radio, and it's for a sofa. And
Sofa King?
No. Here's what the announcer says about the sofa. He said the hardwood frame is made from ethically forested trees.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. There is
this is why I don't want to buy this sofa. I don't want to buy anything that's any part of this tree-hugging crap.
There is no way to ethically cut down a tree.
Thank
you. You can't wait and just like, okay, this tree is old, so we're going to cut it down. You're still cutting down a tree.
Yeah. Thank you. Nobody, you know what? Nobody even knows what that means, ethically forested trees. But they'll buy into that crap. Oh, I'm buying that because it's from ethically forested trees. And then if you ask the knucklehead who's going to buy it, what does that mean? They can't tell you.
Is it gluten-free? That's what I want to know.
Yeah. Well, that's another joke.
The only trees I know that would feel themselves being cut down are the trees in The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, good grief.
Oh, my goodness.
The ones with the apples.
Okay, Dan. Go ahead, because now everybody wants to hear you do the Wizard of Oz trees. Go ahead.
What do you mean these apples are bad? Hey, I'll show you how bad these apples are. Here, go ahead. Take that.
Feel better?
Yeah. Yes.
Limey only laughs because he hasn't heard it 800 times like the rest of us. I don't understand this. This past weekend, we had my grandson at the lake, and we take him to public pools to swim. We don't have a pool.
Oh.
Sorry. I know a lot of people do, but we don't. Why do they close pools on Labor Day? It's 90 something. I mean, it's still hot. It's hot up till October.
Because pools are usually staffed by college students, and they're back in
school. No. These are pools that never have lifeguards. There's no lifeguard ever. It's a part of a Four Seasons whatever Horseshoe Bend thing. There's satellite pools, and they don't have lifeguards. I don't get it.
Our pool stays open at our.
We went over to my son's condo because that pool. Perfect.
Yeah.
Nobody there. So we took him there. Wednesday night, and I'll have more to say about this Thursday. Wednesday night, I'm going to go to one of these breakout rooms. You know what these things are?
Oh, yeah.
I had never heard of this until this friend said you and your wife want to go.
Escape room, I
think. Oh, okay. Well, escape room, yeah.
He says breakout room.
Same thing.
So we're going with this friend and his wife and another couple I don't know. And apparently, you're in a room for an hour.
Oh, man.
And you have to figure out how to get out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll let you know how that goes.
Yeah, you have to work together. And can you go up? Do you go up against someone else that's in another room?
I have no idea.
They're going to break out and leave Frank in there.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, no idea. Frank is going to have a great hour. The other five people are going to be just mad as hell.
Well, we'll see how it goes. Tonight, the Emmys are on TV. Bill, go ahead with your who cares.
Who cares?
Exactly. The two hosts of the Emmys are, folks, to me, two of the least funny people I have ever seen in my life. They're these two talentless idiots who do the SNL news update. Oh, Colin Jost and Michael Che. I have never seen two people with less talent and who are less funny than these two clowns, and they are the hosts of the Emmys. Boy, they're desperate for somebody to host. They're not funny. I've never seen one update, and I've watched a few, not one with these two guys where I thought either one of them was funny.
I haven't watched the Weekend Update that actually made me laugh out loud since Seth Meyers
did it
with Amy Poehler.
I agree. And that's like years ago. Michael Che can't even read the teleprompter.
His facial expressions never change at all, and he just says these kind of witty one-liners, but his delivery is horrible.
He's an idiot, and this Jost, Colin Jost, has the same goofy, dumb expression as response to everything. Mm-hmm. I'm going to watch it just to hate it. No, I'm not kidding. I'm going to watch it just because I know I won't be able to, because it'll make me want to throw up. This is a horrible, horrible story. You think you had a bad weekend? How about the people in Wentzville? The little 2-year-old struck and killed by, of all things, an ice cream truck.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Heartbreaking.
That was bad.
According to the Wentzville Police Department, they took this little 2-year-old to the hospital, pronounced dead. She was with a group of adults and children. They bought treats from the ice cream truck, and then she crossed in front of the truck just as it starts driving forward and hits her and kills her.
And I think everyone crossed in front of the truck. I don't even know if the ice cream man even knew it.
Well, of course he didn't know it.
He stopped like a car length, and now they're talking about trying to decide if they're going to charge him with anything.
I don't know what you charge him with. Well, no ice cream truck driver either. Would deliberately. There's a kid. I think I'll lunge forward. Of course not.
Oh, and that poor guy.
Oh, he's got to live with this.
Yeah.
What a horrible, horrible story. I never, as a kid, we never had an ice cream truck. We didn't even have ice cream. I mean, I'm in like a hillbilly sticks. Mm-hmm. We made our own ice cream with a crank.
You were poor living in the backwoods.
You bet I was.
I know.
You got that right. You making fun?
No, absolutely not. I am completely sympathetic.
I never heard of an ice cream truck till I was 30.
You didn't even know what pizza was until you were 16.
That one's tough.
Never heard the word pizza till I was 15 years old.
Wow.
Only seen one pair of boobs.
What about sex when you're like 30?
What about it?
You know what it was until you were 30?
I'm still not sure what it is. Other stuff, but I'm going to make you wait till another time because I want to give this joke the time it deserves, and I don't want Mike Evans to be mad. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I'm going to incorporate into this joke one of our own, Tim Woodburn.
Oh, goody.
This is the part I wasn't going to say, but I'm just saying this is a true story. Hmm. The true story told to me by one of Tim's longtime friends. I will not mention his name. But apparently, Tim Woodburn was set up to go on a blind date. And he tells his buddy, he says, you know, I don't know about this blind date. I'm nervous. His buddy says, what are you nervous about? He says, well, I'm supposed to meet her at a designated, and he names the little restaurant. He says, I'm supposed to meet her there, and then we're going to go to a concert, like at Powell Hall or something. And his buddy said, that sounds great. He says, yeah, but I don't know. I've never seen her. What if she's really unattractive? It's going to be a long, long night. I get to this place. I meet her. Ugh. And then we've got to go from there to the... Oh, my goodness. It'll be the night from hell. His buddy says, hey, Tim. Hey, man, relax. An easy way out. He says, what's that? He says, look, when you go tonight to this restaurant, you meet her. If she's really, really unattractive, you fake that you're choking. The restaurant management will come over, pull you away from her, probably take you in the back, maybe call an ambulance. So what? You're out of it. Tim says, just fake choking. That's it. Evening's over. Tim says, well, okay. So Tim goes to the restaurant, walks in, and the only woman alone at a table by herself is gorgeous. I mean, drop dead gorgeous. So Tim is thinking to himself, oh, please, please let this be Maggie. He walks over to the table and says, excuse me, are you Maggie? She says, yes, I am. He says, nice to meet you. I'm Tim. And she goes.
Oh.
All right, let's see how traffic's moving with Tory Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by Staples. Traffic crawling on southbound 270 Page to Doherty Ferry. We've got a new crash southbound 270 north of Manchester. Accident southbound 141 at Conway and westbound Page at Schutz. Southbound 55, you're heavy 44 through Potomac. Accident westbound 30 at Dillon. And Highway 30 at Double P, you've got signal issues. Staples offers bold color printing to help your business stand out. Now get 20% back in rewards on your color printing in-store only offer ends 11/10/18. Restrictions apply. See store staples.com/20back for details. Print more color, attract more customers, save more money. Staples. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Hey, I want you to know about Wellington Environmental. This St. Louis-based company provides services all over the nation. Wellington Environmental specializes in preventing infectious outbreaks in hospitals, surgery centers, and clinics. Infections which kill more than 200 patients a day. The founder, Tom Wellington, is an expert on preventing these infections, and Tom's often asked to speak to health professionals. Wellington Environmental also specializes in dealing with mold issues and has an innovative sterile lightening process that can save time and money. And don't forget, Wellington Environmental can test your water supply to make sure it's free of lead and other toxins. So if you work in healthcare, the building industry, or just want to make sure your home is safe for your family, call Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
Hey, it's Denise from the Appliance Discounters here to tell you that our friends at Speed Queen have done it again. They are now offering an impeccable wash and dependability without a transmission. These heavy-duty washers are driven by a full horsepower motor and tested to last up to 25 years in your home. Speed Queen is so confident with their washers that their warranties have been extended to 5 to 7 years, parts and labor. This coverage is worth $400 and it's free. New and improved Speed Queen laundry at the lowest price at any of our 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
TMA Lives provide a great opportunity to watch and participate live with the Ryan Kelly Morning After, as well as enjoying fellowship with other TMA Lemmings like yourself. This month, TMA Live is on September 20th at the Hot Shots on Dorset. Come out, enjoy great specials on Bud Select, the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, and some TMA-themed menu items. Doug the Cat and I will be there. Will you? That's this month, TMA Live at Hot Shots on Dorset, September 20th.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Summer is coming to a close, but that doesn't mean that the home buying season is over. We are still pre-approving borrowers in record numbers. There's still a lot of homes hitting the market, and the competition is fierce. Don't lose the home of your dreams by working with the wrong mortgage lender. Work with the best and get pre-approved for your new home purchase 7 days a week till 10 p.m. at TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been in business in St. Louis for over 10 years. We use modern GPS technology to find people or to figure out what they're doing when you're not around. Call me, 238-1367, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you gonna let me get...
From the Lone Star State of Texas, Dallas, Texas, to be specific. Time to check in with Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Annie Guns. That's a restaurant, and next door is the Smokehouse Market. Now, they're closed today because today is Monday, and they're only closed on Monday. When they're open again tomorrow, whether you go to dinner tomorrow night or Wednesday night or Thursday night, you're going to need reservations for Annie Guns. Annie Guns and the Smokehouse are east of all that other stuff, and there's a lot of stuff in Chesterfield Valley. But this duo, this combo, stands out. You'll see why. Gift cards, gift cards, gift cards. Good idea. They sell thousands every year. They'll sell them tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday, and, of course, over the holidays even more. There's no one who doesn't appreciate a gift card from Annie Guns and or the Smokehouse Market. Would you please give it up for Mike Evans? How you doing, Homer?
I take care of my business. I take care of my beeswax.
Did you get through Ozark yet?
Yeah, what a great... I was a little disappointed with the ending.
There'll be more.
Yeah.
I hope.
I hope so.
I got one for you on Netflix. I don't know if I told you. Evil Genius. It's only four.
We're looking for a new one on Netflix.
It's only four parts. It's a documentary. It is absolutely true. It's unbelievable. Evil Genius.
Also, we can pull that up tonight.
Okay.
Thank you. Hey, this week's pop quiz theme: celebrities who fish or hunt and eat their kills. Name the name of the big fisherwoman. Who fishes every chance she gets? Reba McEntire. Okay.
Well, she's got Reba's got a killer body.
She does.
She really does.
She did 45 years ago.
No. She's still got a great body.
She be playing. Oh man, she take all that ball. She be playing soccer with them boo boos.
That's all right. if it weren't for that Joker.
Yeah.
Batman Joker face that she's got. She's got a great body.
How do you play soccer with her?
She looks like the Joker. Well, they drop you, kick your own boobs. Like they're your own soccer balls.
Yeah.
I don't think they drop Miranda Lambert.
Carrie
Underwood.
Oh yeah.
Dolly Parton.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you bet.
Talk about playing soccer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love Nuggets. Is it true? Tom Cruise has contacted Jennifer Garner, offering her... Jennifer Garner.
You got it.
I got it.
Offering her a shoulder to cry on.
Mm.
Right.
I'd offer something else.
She said thanks, but no thanks. No. I don't think she needs a frank opinion angry answer, homie.
No.
The story of Mark Burnett attacking Tom Arnold is sheep dip. I hear it was exactly the opposite, that Tom Arnold attacked Mark Burnett. You know, I've been around Tom Arnold probably a dozen times over the years. When microphones and cameras are on, nicest guy in the world. When microphones and cameras are off, Tom Arnold's got to be the biggest jerk in Hollywood. Have you ever dealt with him?
Only on the phone.
And
of course, he was nice because he was promoting something.
Yeah. For the record, Tom Arnold is 6'2", weighs 235 pounds. Mark Burnett is 5'9", weighs 165 pounds. Tom Arnold was once fired as a bouncer for beating people up. But Arnold wants us to believe that Burnett attacked him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, right. Movie news, Hottest movie talk is about a movie called The Green Book that just won the Best Picture of the Year at the Toronto Film Festival. The movie will be released here in the United States November 21st. It is Driving Miss Daisy on steroids, a true story about a trashy, white, tough guy played by Viggo Mortensen, who chauffeurs a brilliant, genius black musician playing to white rich society on a Deep South tour in the 1960s. The brilliant musician is played by Moonlight Oscar winner Mahershala Ali. And although they have nothing in common, the road trip ends up making them soulmates. The movie, The Green Book, is a book that lists the only restaurants and motels that blacks would be served in the 60s and places that were too dangerous for blacks to go into. So they follow this Green Book. Can't wait for this film. It's going to be released again in November. Guarantee Oscar nominations for The Green Book. Sound interesting?
It does. I liked it when Mahershala Ali said, I'm the greatest fighter of all time.
That was Muhammad Ali.
I'm the greatest.
That was her dad.
You're right.
It wasn't Mahershala. That was Muhammad Ali.
Okay. I got confused.
Odds and ends, when asked how much cocaine she did when she was doing cocaine, Drew Barrymore doesn't hesitate. She says, hundreds of pounds.
Whoa.
Wow.
That is a lot of cocaine.
Don't say.
Is Tim in the house?
Tim is in the house.
Yeah.
Tim, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Tim. Hundreds of cocaine. Have you ever heard? I mean, hundreds of pounds of cocaine. That's unbelievable.
Well, how much do you think that's worth?
No.
I don't know, but I mean, on my heydays when I was a kid, you know, an eight ball was.
Okay, first of all, I'm sure it's an exaggeration. Okay, look, well, I don't know anything about cocaine, but hundreds of pounds. Mike, that's insane, and I think it's just an exaggerated statement.
She is a millionaire. She kind of was being a millionaire her entire life.
I don't care. Hundreds of pounds.
I can see her doing an ounce a day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who's got a calculator?
I do.
An ounce a day times, let's take 250
for an eight ball?
Say 15 years.
That's 3.5 grams. That's an eighth of an ounce. So that's times eight. So
How many ounces in an ounce?
It's very grand. So it's $2,000 an ounce.
Okay.
So that's times 16. That's 32,000 a pound. How many pounds?
Hundreds.
He said hundreds.
Well, let's say 200.
Let's say 200.
Okay.
Oof.
That's 640,000.
She could spend that.
She could do that.
Mm-hmm.
She could do that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the question is an ounce a day, how many days would it take to do even...
No, not an ounce a day, an ounce a week.
Oh, an ounce a week.
Oh, no. I would say...
You said you could see her using an ounce a day.
Divided by 52.
You could do an 8-ball every 2 days, so... You could do an ounce every 3 days. Every three days.
We're
going to need an hour.
Let's just figure this out.
Yeah.
Tell Larry to come on at 7 and we'll figure this out.
Yeah. Let's just say that's a lot of blow.
Yeah.
I think that's an exaggerated statement. I don't think anybody does hundreds of pounds.
Yeah, that's just too much. In a new book, Scumball Bobby Brown says that Whitney Houston destroyed his life by introducing him to drugs.
Right.
He also says that Whitney was a bad mother, and the reason that their daughter died young was because of Whitney's bad mothering.
50 seconds, Mr. Evans.
Can you believe that Whitney Houston?
Talking
that way about Whitney Houston.
40 seconds, Mr. Evans.
And finally.
Yeah. See, you can do it. So flipping a switch.
Who's the big Fisher woman? Reba McEntire, Miranda Lambert, Carrie Underwood, Dolly Parton.
I'm going to go with Dolly Parton.
I'm going to go Carrie Underwood.
Miranda.
I'm going to say Reba.
The answer is Miranda Lambert.
Oh.
Hey, y'all have a 7-9-day J-K-O-B, I take him, I'll be insane. Yeah.
Tim, you won a karaoke contest, got nothing, and you won this and got nothing.
That's it.
This is your week, buddy.
Hot streak.
Go to the casino right now and win nothing. Thank you for being with us. We appreciate it. We are all going to be back here tomorrow. I hope you will, too. Thank a police officer every chance you get. I did it with 4 police officers today. Have a great Monday, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. For you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is Charlie Marlowe. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, and 590thefan.com St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins wants Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and his accuser to testify.
I believe in order for me to assess the credibility of these allegations, that I want to have both individuals come before the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Christine Blasey Ford said the alleged sexual misconduct incident happened more than 30 years ago when she and Kavanaugh were in high school in Maryland. President Trump is defending Kavanaugh and blamed Democrats, saying they should have released the information much sooner. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says Hurricane Florence is still dangerous despite the fact that the storm has been downgraded to a tropical depression. Emergency management experts warn that flooding will continue for the next few days as rivers crest and spill into neighborhoods. FEMA has added a total of 18 North Carolina counties to its federal assistance list.